The fruit of the Spirit. As the Apostle Paul addressed the various churches and brethren to whom he wrote, he dealt with the negative and the positive nature of their service to God. Some were in dire conditions. Others were faithful in their discharge of the gospel. That is, he said of those of Thessalonica, "Ye became an example to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you has sounded forth the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith to Godward is gone forth, so that we need not speak anything." What a commendation to these brethren. The scriptures are full of examples, commands, and instructions to guide the child of God through the perverse generations they find themselves in. Paul set forth practical exhortations, basic instructions, which if followed, will provide the child of God fellowship with the Father. In Philippians 4:8-9, Paul said, "Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. The things which ye both learned and received and heard and saw in me, these things do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Among the things which the Apostle Paul taught was the walk enjoyed upon the child of God. Christianity is not simply something professed, but is also lived. James identified the futility of faith without works. Paul identifies two walks of life, the flesh and the spirit. Every individual battle is between these two. It seems like one day the spirit prevails and the next day the flesh. The battle is never ending this side of the grave. The flesh gets its motivation from the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life. The spirit receives its motivation from learning. This is evident from Paul's statement in the Galatian letter when he said, "Walk by the spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Paul further describes these two walks as works and fruit. One describes what is done, while the other describes what is produced. The work of the flesh have many directions with one fruit, death. The spirit has but one direction and produces one fruit with many parts: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Galatians 5:22. What will you choose? Will you choose that which produces death, or will you produce that which produces life?